Ganyagana gocha guloru haram goranga gurutama gopyara kolpa briksham gopala gadi rati damyati singha gora govinda deshikavaram satatam namami guruve guruchandraya radhikayai tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Anamapi Sachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dashagrajam Murupurim Maturim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashapatita Kripaya Shigurum Tamnatosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna avatirna kalo samarpayitam anujvala rasam swabhakti shriyam Hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitaha sada hridaya kandare spuratuva sachinandanaha Uttama adama kichu na bachila jachi adileka kola kahe premananda emona goranga hridaya dariya bola Vaja goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera namare bolo Vaja goranga Kaha goranga laha gorangera namare Jejana goranga baje se hoy amara pranare Jejana goranga baje amara pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Yasyaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Primabhidana Paramapumarta Tasmai Jagannamangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva sambhaya pitva rishayustat priyajanaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabalabha pahimam Vanchakopadarubhyascha Kripa sindubhyaeva cha Patitanam pravanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare So, yesterday we began our discussion about this Shankachuda Vadalila, or the killing of Shankachuda. And we spoke some things from the explanation of Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda and how this pastime represents lust for women. Shankachudavada mani mochana patistasa strisanga spriha varjana. It symbolizes desire for fame and desire for women, or for the opposite sex, Bhaktivinoda says in another place. So yesterday we spoke mostly about the Leela, and we began by speaking about it from one perspective, from the book Bhaktiratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. And then we spoke about it a little from the Bhagavatam and Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava and Garga Sanhita and a few other literatures. And our discussion concluded with Krishna's killing Shankachuda, and Rupa Goswami describes it Dandakotya. Krishna punched Shankachuda 10 million times, give or take a few times. And the Garga Sanhita describes what happened after that. Taj Jyotir Nirgatam Dirgham Jyotayan Mandalam Disham Sri Damni Sri Krishna Sakhe Linam Jatam Braje Nirpa. At that time, as happened many times with the killing of demons in Braj, that demons, the spirit soul from the body came out and entered into the body, this time not of the Lord, but this time of Krishna's Sakha, Sri Dhamma. Why is it that this soul entered into the body of Sri Dhamma? Why is it that Krishna personally killed Shankachuda, when we know, Srila Prabhupada sometimes would describe, that Krishna actually doesn't kill the demons in Braj? But it's actually the Vasudeva expansion of the Lord. And Prabhupada, in one purport in 10th canto, he quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says something similar to Rupa Goswami and Baladeva Vibhushan and many of our acharyas, that actually Krishna is directly the son of Mother Yashoda. He's not the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. And according to the Harivamsa Purana, at the same time that Krishna was born from the womb of Mother Yashoda, his Janma Leela took place, there was an Avirbhav Leela, or an appearance pastime, in the prison of Kamsa. And the Lord's forearm, Vishnu form, appeared before Vasudeva and Devaki, who began to offer prayers. And then that forearm manifestation of the Lord took the form of a small baby. And on the order of the Lord, Vasudeva took that Vasudeva feature of the Lord across the Jamuna River to Gokul and entered into the house of Nanda Maharaj, where Mother Yashoda was sleeping. She'd just given birth to twins. It was a very gentle birth. She didn't even wake up. And by the potency of Yoga Maya, Vasudeva couldn't see that there were two children there. He only saw the baby girl. And he put the baby Vasudeva down on the bed next to Yashoda. And that Vasudeva expansion of the Lord entered into the body of Swayam Rup Govinda, Nanda Nandan Krishna. And for 16 full years, while Krishna was performing pastimes in Braj, it was that Vasudeva expansion who killed the demons in Braj. Krishna doesn't kill the demons. He has better things to do. But there's two exceptions. Krishna personally dealt with Shankachuda, and he personally dealt with Kaliya. And we spoke something about Kaliya a few years ago, and Mataji's giving some wonderful talks in the evening about that. So I won't say anything more about that. But why is it that Krishna personally killed Shankachuda? Why is it that the soul of Shankachuda entered into the body of Sri Dhamma? And perhaps the most painful question for us is, how is it possible that Shankachuda could grab a hold of the hair of Srimati Radharani and begin dragging her? The Brahmavivarta Purana gives some description of what's taken place just before Krishna Leela. Garga Sanhita also, in the Garga Sanhita, it's described that the devatas approached Krishna and requested him to come to this world. And Krishna said, Tatastu, so be it, I'll go. And at that time, Srimati Radharani became very unhappy. And she told Krishna that, you can go ahead, you're Swatantra, you're independent, what can I do? But I have to tell you, if you go to the material world without me, I'll die. And Krishna said, no, you'll also come with me. And at that time, Srimati Radharani spoke the following words, Yatra Vrindavanam Nasti, Yatra No Govardhan Nasti, Yatra No Jamana Nadi, Tatra Me Namana Sukh. She said, I have no happiness where these three things are not found. The Vrindavan forest, Govardhan Hill, and the Jamuna River. And Krishna said, no, they'll also come. So this is one story of the appearance of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. But some Puranas also give another story. Garga Sanhita gives another story, as does Brahma Vaivarta Purana. And it's said there that Krishna, who is Parashya Shaktir Vividaiva Shruyate, he has unlimited different potencies, who manifest themselves as consorts, Lakshmi Sahasra Sita Sambrahma Sevyamanam, who manifests as the gopis and Braj, and then as the Mahishis, the queens in Dwarka, and then as the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha. Krishna is always enjoying with different associates. So on one occasion he was enjoying with a gopi whose name was Viraja. And Srimati Radharani happened to come to that place, and she became very angry. And she cursed Viraja to become a river. And Viraja came to this world. She became that river which separates the material universe from the spiritual world. She's also known in this material world as the Vaitarani River. And she flows in Orissa near the place known as Jajpur. That's another story. And when that happened, Sridharma became very angry. And he began to chastise Srimati Radharani. Sridharma, kalahaschaiva, babuva radaya saha. He quarreled with Srimati Radharani. And at that time, Srimati Radharani became very angry with him. And Sridharma, shankachudascha sapatasya babuvaha. Srimati Radharani cursed Sridharma, you become a demon. You're acting like a demon, so you become a demon. You become a demon known as Shankachuda. Because you have so much pride, you dare to come and try to instruct me and chastise me. And of course, Sridharma was doing that out of love for Krishna. And it was also the will of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada comments in this connection in the third canto of the Bhagavatam. He says that no one falls from the spiritual world. He says that when someone comes, it's like Jai and Vijay, who came as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and they came for a purpose to help to please the Lord by interacting in his pastimes. And Prabhupada says this is the only reason why someone will leave the spiritual world. So Sridharma came to this world, and he became the demon, Shankachuda. Radharani cursed him, you're so proud, you want to quarrel with me, so you become someone who's a very, very proud person, who's like Shankachuda, who keeps his glories on his own head. Sridharma became unhappy, and Radha Sasarpa, Sridharma, Yayonim Chamanavim, Braje Vajangana Bhutva Vicharashva Chabutale. Then Sridharma cursed Radharani. You're cursing me, so I give you a counter curse. You'll take birth from a human womb in the place known as Braj. It's a very wonderful pastime. So, this is why Krishna personally killed Shankachuda, because Shankachuda was an angsa, a partial expansion of Sridharma. And this is why the soul of Shankachuda entered into the body of Sridharma. And this is why, this is how Shankachuda had the strength to be able to touch the hair of Srimati Radharani. In Braj, Sridhama is the elder brother of Srimati Radharani. So they have some relationship in that way. So this answers some of our questions. I'd like to backtrack a little bit at this point and read something from Lalita Madhav. Rupa Goswami describes the entrance of Shankarachuda into Braj. And following in the mood of Thakur Bhaktivinoda, when he speaks about the demons, he says that Dhenukasura represents Stula Buddhi, or someone who's very dull-headed. We were speaking about this yesterday with one devotee. And they take things, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta like to use the word, in a lexicographical way. Lexicographical, in case you don't know that fancy word, means in a dictionary kind of way. To quote a bumper sticker, important bumper sticker in America, some people like to put on their car, it says, "Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it." So that's a certain kind of mentality. And sometimes maybe we would make a new bumper sticker, "Prabhupada said it, I believe it, and that settles it." And we refuse to think about what Srila Prabhupada said. So this is Stul Buddhi, this is the mentality of Dhenukasura. And it's a great obstacle in our bhajan. We're not meant to just take things in a lexical, graphical, dictionary way, but we should think about it. And therefore Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Artavarshini commentary on Bhagavad Gita, in the 12th chapter, speaks about three stages of bhakti. Abhyasa means practice. Krishna says in Gita, "Abhyasa yoga yuktena." We should practice. But practice may be something we do in a mindless way. But after some time of practice, something happens. Our consciousness becomes a little purified. And then we come to the next stage, which Vishwanath describes as manana. We began to think. The temple president told me to sweep the temple. And at first I'm sweeping the temple and thinking about those old songs that I like to listen to on the radio, and my old girlfriend, and the movies that I liked. And I'm doing it in a mindless way. But after some sweeping, the temple becomes clean, my consciousness becomes clean. And when you have a clean room or a clean consciousness, you become shanti. You become peaceful. The volume of the radio has been turned down. And you can begin to consider something. Why am I doing this? Not just because he told me, but I'm doing this to please Srila Prabhupada. I'm doing this to please the deities. I'm doing this so that when new people come, they're struck by how clean the temple is. I'm doing it for the pleasure of the Lord. And then becomes a different aspect of our bhakti. This is a platform of manana. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this is much, much more powerful. When we practice bhakti on the platform of manana, after some time, we naturally come to the platform of smarana. We're chanting our japa, but when we're chanting, we don't remember Krishna. We don't think of him. But when we come to the platform of smarana, automatically Krishna comes to our mind. And some Vaishnavas say that smarana means marana. Remembrance means death. That this remembrance comes when we're finished with everything in this material world, and we're dead materially. So we don't want to just take the words of our acharyas in a lexical, graphical way, like Dhenukasura, who becomes very envious when he sees that some people can climb the tree and get the tall fruits that he can't get. And he begins to bray in a very loud way. And Thakur Bhaktivinoda says a very nice thing about Dhenukasura. He says, "Ass-like devotees who are simply interested in the regulative principles and who are under the control of gross discrimination are unable to obtain a higher platform." So this is Dhenukasura. They're just thinking in a very gross way. And Bhaktivinoda says a very nice thing, which sometimes we ask the devotees to repeat. It might be a good time now also. He says, "Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas." Can we do that together? Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. One more time. Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. If you don't understand anything else from these talks that we're giving these next few days, if you just remember this one sentence, subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas, then we'll consider ourselves a success. We don't want to be like Denukasura, who when he sees people climbing the tree and getting the fruit, starts making a loud, obnoxious noise that donkeys like to make. He's attached to the regulated principles, and he thinks you can't climb the tree, you have to stay down here. So similarly, some people, they like to take the words of Guru in a lexical, graphical kind of way, and they don't want to think. But the purpose of Sadhu Guru in coming is to make us think, and we should look at things from different perspectives. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described some things about this pastime, and we should not just take them in a dictionary way, but we should look in the direction that he's going. So Rupa Goswami, in describing his pastime in Lalita Madhav, he says that Kundalata, if you don't know, she's a cousin sister of Krishna. She's the elder. She's the wife of Krishna's elder cousin brother Subhadra, who's the son of Upananda. And on one occasion, Rupa Goswami says that Kundalata came excitedly running in to tell Purnamasi, "Ba, avadi, achari am." She said, "Oh, noble lady, I've seen a very amazing thing. A very, very amazing thing." Purnamasi said, "Kimascharjam? What did you see?" And Kundalata said, "Ditto mae gao udara malase mandira parante ujalanta kiranamali." The word kiranamali is a very nice word. It has some deep purport. She says kiranamali means the sun god. She said, "I was just near Govardhan Malik's house, and I saw the sun god there." And Brinda Devi came in at that time, and Sanandam Bhagavati Makuru, with great happiness, she said, "Chintam yadesh radayas chiram radhanena mitrasya vrishabano suridena chanura chanurajito banar enam rakshitum asedivan." She said, "Oh, noble lady, you should understand why Suryadev has come to Braj. It's because he has some friendship with Maharaj Vrishabhanu, and he's come here to protect Srimati Radharani." And Purnamasi, when she heard all this, she said, no, "Nayam Banuhu. This is not Banu. This is not Suryadev. Kintu sa eva kangsasya paksho yaksho bhavishyati." This must be that yaksha who is sent by Kangsa. So this is a very interesting point, and it's a very relevant point for all of us. And I'd like to focus on this particular point and the ramifications of this for the rest of this session today. How is it that Kundalata and Brinda Devi, who are eternal associates of the Lord, they can't recognize a demon when they see one? And this is very relevant for us. I've heard many, many times devotees complaining about the GBC, about the leaders of the movement. Why didn't they recognize such and such person was a rascal and nonsense? And he stole money, and he did this bad thing and that bad thing, and they couldn't recognize him, and they gave him a position of power. This is a very interesting subject. And it's very interesting that Rupa Goswami uses the word Kiranamala and Kiranamali to describe Suryadev, to describe Shankachuda. Because Shankachuda, we could say, also represents a false guru. Because Gurudev is like the sun, that personality who agyanatamarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksha umritam dena tasmai shri gurave namaha, who gives illumination into our hearts. And that sun god, it seems, has come to Braj, and the Brijbasis couldn't recognize him. And Rupa Goswami uses the word Kiranamali. So he's like guru. And there's two types of guru. Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha, there's Samasti Guru and Vyasti Guru. Samasti Guru is like the sun. That's Krishna. Krishna Surya Samahoy. Krishna is just like the sun. He's very effulgent. And Vyasti Guru means the individual guru. My Guru Dave, his Guru Dave, her Guru Dave. There's so many different gurus who are like Kiran, rays of light coming from that sun. And so Rupa Goswami uses this phrase here, Kiranamali, that this is like Shankachuda. He looks like guru. He looks like the sun. He looks like a ray coming from the sun. If we contemplate on Braj Leela, we'll find that this is not the first time this has happened. In fact, from the very beginning of Braj Leela, there have been personalities come who look like devotees, and the Brijbasis respect them as devotees, beginning with the first demon, Putana, who came in the form of a beautiful woman who was so effulgent and looked so devotional that Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini were bewildered by her. And they thought, oh, it's a great devotee. Maybe it's Lakshmi Devi personally coming because she's so much in love with Krishna and she wants to serve Krishna. Yes, you can go inside the house. Yes, you can give your breast to my baby Krishna. They didn't recognize Putana. Putana represents the false guru, in the language of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Later, another demon came, Vatsasura. And he came in the form of a calf. And again, no one in Braj could recognize that demon except for the little baby of Mother Yashoda who killed Putana. Only that little baby recognized Putana. Only that little boy, Krishna, recognized Vatsasura. A third example is there also, which we'd like to speak something about today. And this is the example of Palambasura. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Krishna Sanghita describes, Palambo jiva choras tu sudena sorinahataha kangsena prerito dushtaha Prachano Bodhirupa Drik. Bhaktivinoda, by the way, if you ever study Krishna Sanghita and you know some Sanskrit and you wonder why sometimes the translator is given he's given 20 lines where Bhaktivinoda is given 5 lines, it's because Bhaktivinoda is given an expanded translation in the Bengali. He says that Palambasura represents, he's a great rascal, and he stole away Jiva Choras, the reservoir of all living entities. And he says that this, he's Prachano Buddha Rupa Drik. He represents the covered form, the hidden form of Buddhist philosophy, Mayavad. He was sent by the atheist Kamsa and he was killed by Krishna. So Palambasura is very interesting. Palambasura is someone who acts like a devotee, who disguises himself like a devotee, who dresses up like something that he's not. Does that sound familiar to any of you? Sometimes I'm doing like this. In fact, every day I'm doing like this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes very nicely in one song, Hari hey, karita achare rohi lama moji nakorinu sadhu sangha loi sadhu besha ani upadeshi eboro mayadaranga hari he. Oh my dear Lord Hari, this is my situation. Garita chare rohi lama moji na korinu sadhu sangha. My situation is garita achare. I'm always doing very bad things. My behavior is very, very bad. And I've never really done sadhu sangha. But instead, loi sadhu besha ani upadeshi heboro mayadaranga. Instead, I've come to the Govardhan retreat and I put tilak on my head, right, and nice chadar on my shoulders, and I'm sitting in front of all of you, ani upadesh, giving some instructions. Bhaktivinoda says, heboro mayadaranga. This is Maya's big joke. So Pralamba Sir is someone I can relate to. Because he dressed up in a disguise. I'm also dressing up in a disguise. Is it bad to dress up in a disguise? Is it wrong? Should we not wear tilak? Should we not wear dhoti or sari? The Bhagavatam says a very interesting thing in the 18th chapter of the 10th canto, which describes the Pralamba Suravada Leela. In the 11th verse, Sukadeva Goswami says, Gopa jati patichana deva gopala rupino irire krishna ramo cha natta eva natam nripa. He said the demigods, they disguise themselves as cowherd boys. And they came and started taking place in the pastimes of Krishna. That's the same thing that Pralamba Sura did. That's very interesting. What's the difference? What happened when Pralamba Sura arrived in the assembly of the cowherd boys? Jiva Goswami describes that Krishna saw him enter. No one else recognized Pralamba Sura, but Krishna recognized him. And at that time, Krishna spoke to him in a very interesting way. He said, Bhadra, katam vilambam alambantas tatapi bhadram dudyusa samaya eva samayitas tvam asi iti vihasya. You can ask Hari Parshad Prabhu later. What is the meaning of the word Bhadra? Bhadra means something very auspicious. It's a form of greeting, auspicious greeting, by which you greet a friend. Hey, Bhadra! And immediately Pralamba Sura, who was a little nervous, because he was in disguise, are they going to recognize me? Am I going to be able to get away with this? When Krishna addressed him as Bhadra, he felt relaxed. Krishna said, hey, Bhadra, my bandhu, my friend, why are you late? It's so good that you came just now, just at the height of our pastimes. And then he told him, Uchecha Ajarabhya Sabhyamama Paramasurid Bhavaneva. You're my very dear friend. In fact, you're my best friend. He said, my dear friend, starting from today, Mama Paramasurid, you're my best friend. And he said, Tomaham Akshi Gatayaya Stapayishyami. I never want you to go out of my sight. You and I are like this. And I want you to always be very close to me. Balaram heard that. And the cowherd boys heard that. And they all thought, oh, a very special person. They didn't recognize Pralamba Sura. This is a very long, involved katha. We won't go so much elaborately in this direction. We translated some section of a rare book recently. The book is the Govinda Mangal by a disciple, direct disciple of Shyamananda Pandit, whose name was Duki Shamdas. Very nice book. And we printed this in one of our Bindu magazines about the killing of the demon Pralambasura. The boys began to play. And Krishna told Pralambasura, I want you on my side, Bhadra. Bhadra means a dear friend, because I want you with me all the time. But Bhadra has a number of different meanings. Bhadra means an auspicious invocation, an auspicious type of greeting for someone. Bhadra is a friendly kind of speech used in familiar dress, but Bhadra has another meaning. Bhadra is a kind of actor. Somebody who's acting like something he's not. Krishna's very tricky. He says something, it has many different meanings. And Bhadra also means, I'm reading from Monier Williams' translation, a sanctimonious, self-righteous hypocrite. Someone who's acting like something and they're not. And it has a fifth meaning also. Very interesting. Bhadra is a type of Buddhist deity. I remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that Pralamba means Prachano Buddha Rupadrik. It means a kind of covered Buddhism. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is amazing. Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda Ki. He has such a very, very deep vision. So Krishna addressed him as Bhadra, and the boys began to play. They had some competition. And they decided that the winners of the competition will be carried by the losers on their shoulders. I think you know the pastime. And Balaram, Balaram Harila, Se Palamba Asura, Kande Koriyaya Daitya Mayaya Prachura. Balaram defeated Pralambasura, who then began to carry Balaram on his shoulders. Balarame kande kori chalila satvare e rupe divaloy kamsa bara bari bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. While he was carrying Balaram, Pralambasura was thinking to himself, I'll carry him to Kamsa. Kamsa will be very pleased with me when I bring Balaram to him. Play Mardanga. And then he thought, Nahe madhya pate loy nipati bhavane Eta boli chale daicha twari tagamane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nahi madhyapati loy nipati bhavane. Or he thought, maybe I'll take this Balaram to the forest and I'll kill him there. And this way, ita boli chale daitya twarita gamane. That demon began to run with Balaram on his shoulders. Asurera maya jani deva sankarshan achala mandara bhara hoila tatakshan bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Asurera maya jani deva sankarshan. Recognizing the illusion of that demon, Balaram, achala mandara bhara hoila tatakshana. He made himself heavy like a great mountain. Vishnu shakti bhara daicha sahite na pare. Achadiya feli jena bhumi pari mare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But Pralambasura couldn't tolerate the heaviness of Balaram, who's Adi Guru. The word guru means someone who's very heavy. And so he decided that he would throw Balaram on the ground and kill him. Eta chinti balarami felahi te chai. Dui guna bhara hoila baladeva roy bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he tried to drop Balaram, but Balaram became twice as heavy. Nijamurti dare daicha mayara putale. Nilambare soba anga kore jalamale. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Kundala ke urahar mukuta sobana kinkini kankana tar lohita basana bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna My Guru Maharaj used to sometimes say, how long can you pretend before what's on the inside comes on the outside? How long can we associate with Gurudev, who's someone very heavy, before we have to give up our deceit, our disguise? So Kundala Keyurahar Mukuta Shobana, at that time, that demon, Lohita Basana, he returned to his original form. He had a very effulgent blue body. And he was ornamented with earrings and a beautiful crown, ankle bells, armbands, and he was wearing reddish garments, Lohita Basana. Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu says something a little different. He says that Balaram didn't recognize Pralambasura, and that when Pralambasura manifested his demoniac form, Balaram became confused. How do we understand that? That personality who's Sarvajna, who knows everything, he's confused. How can we accept Balaram as a supreme personality of Godhead? This is a problem that Davida personally had in Ram Lila. He saw Lakshman, who was hit by the Shakti weapon of the son of Ravan. And Davida didn't recognize Lakshman as a supreme personality of God. In fact, Davida thought, I'm more powerful than he is. And because of that offense that Davida did, he later got some very bad association. And because of that, he became a demon in Krishna Lila, who was later killed by Balaram. That's another chapter, another place to go. So Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu says that Balaram didn't recognize Pralambasura. And he explains in Brihad Vaishnava Toshini, his commentary in the Bhagavatam, that this is for several reasons, one of which is because Balaram was performing his Naralila. He really was so absorbed in thinking of himself as a cowherd boy, he became confused. Who is this? This was a boy. This was Krishna's friend. This is a second reason. He really thought that personality was very close to Krishna. Because Krishna said, Yo, Bhadra! He addressed him in such a way. He told him that, I don't want to go anywhere without you. You're such a dear friend of mine. And Balaram, the Supreme Personality of God, who's Dauji, the elder brother of Krishna, who's Sarvajna, who knows everything, he became mugda, he became bewildered. For the pastime of Krishna. But also he became bewildered because Krishna spoke in one way, but this demon seemed to be in a different way. So it's not just Kundalata and Brinda Devi, Mother Yashoda and Rohini who become bewildered, but even Balaram becomes bewildered. How do we understand this? My dear devotees, this is a very, very important lesson. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would often say that there are two things that we should consider. There's drashta and drishta. Drashta means the seer, and drishta means the seen. We need to understand our ontological position. And unless we understand our ontological position, it will be very, very difficult for us to advance in bhakti. If we don't understand our position, we'll fall prey to different anarthas, different obstacles, which are represented by demons in Braj Leela, such as Pralambasura and Shankachuda. We'll think, I'm the seer. I can tell who's really good and who's not. Indian-bodied sadhus, they're the best. And don't listen to anyone's class if they can't pronounce Sanskrit properly. Because a real sadhu is someone who knows Shastra, who knows Sanskrit. We think like that. But that's the mentality of a bahirmukh jana, an external person. Sometimes when the devas needed to do some yajna, they were looking for someone who could perfectly chant the Vedic mantras, who knew Sanskrit, who was such a great pundit. And so sometimes they would use the grandson of Palashya Muni, who you may have heard of him. His name was Ravan. And he was very expert in chanting Vedic mantras. But he's a demon. And on the other hand, we have the example of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, who didn't know Sanskrit. Sometimes we say he was illiterate. It's not exactly true. His two favorite books were Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika by Narottam Das Thakur. He could read Bengali, but he didn't understand Sanskrit. We should understand that just mere education, mere knowledge is not a way to understand someone's position. There's a story that once there was one Digvijay pundit who came to West Bengal, and he was challenging everybody there in a debate. And so there was one local pundit, when they began to have some quarrelsome argument, and thousands of people gathered around them to watch the big debate. Just like today, the same thing goes on the internet, right? On Facebook. And thousands of people are watching who's going to win the debate. Is it going to be the Ridviks today? Or will it be the devotees? Who's going to win this debate? And we're very charmed by it. And so these two great pundits were speaking for a long time in Sanskrit language. No one could understand what they were saying. They actually weren't debating. In the process of debate, whoever goes first is at a disadvantage because the opponent then gets some opportunity to point out faults in him. But also in Vedic culture, the person who goes first is considered to be a type of respect. And so they were speaking to each other in Sanskrit, feigning respect to the other, saying, "You're very senior. You should go first." "No, no, no, no. You should go first." "No, no, I insist. You should go first." Speaking like this. No one could understand what they were saying. They were just going back and forth. Finally, one of them, was a little wise, he said, "Okay, I have a question for you. Do you know how to say the words, 'I don't know,' in Bengali?" And the other pundit said, "Ha! Ami janina." And he said, and immediately as soon as he said those words, "Ami janina," "I don't know," then all the people in the crowd started cheering. And they picked up the first person. He's the winner of the debate. So therefore the Mahabharata says, "Tarko apratista," that your debate is not conclusive. It's not going to establish really who's a devotee, who's not a devotee. You can't recognize who is a devotee. We should understand our position. We're not the seer, we're the seen. Our position is not drashta, the seer, but we're drashta. We're meant to be seen. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has described that Mahaprabhu taught us this in Jagannath Puri Dham. What does darshan mean? Sometimes we go on the internet and it said, "Daily darshan of Sri Sri Radhasham Sundar." I always feel a little disappointed when I read that because I don't really believe that is darshan for most people. Because what is darshan? Does darshan mean that you come before the Lord and you check him out? "Yeah, he looks pretty good today. I approve. It's okay. Yeah, the pujari did a nice job. Okay, Krishna, you have my approval." Is that darshan? That's not darshan. I'm not the seer. I'll come. "Oh, he's a nice dude. He's made out of wood. This one over here I like better. He's made out of gold. Very, very special." We can't see. Darshan means that I report to the Lord and the Lord sees me. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would come before Jagannath and Puri, he wouldn't go close to the deity. Rather, he stood beside Garuda. And there's a Bahiranga Karan and an Antaranga Karan, an external reason and an internal reason for that. The external reason is for Loka Siksha, to teach us that we're not the seer. And in his Dainya Bhav, his mood of humility, Mahaprabhu stood there because he thought, why will Jagannath want to see me? But Garuda is a great devotee, so I'll stand next to Garuda. And then Jagannath might look at me also. His internal reason was another subject matter. He's in Radha Bhav. And they say that from that particular position, you can't see Balaram and Subhadra. And in the mood of Radharani, Mahaprabhu likes to see Jagannath, his Dvibhuj Murlidhar, Shamsundar Krishna playing the flute. He becomes a little shy about Radharani. So we should understand this principle of the seer and the seen. Sometimes we use an example. Maybe some of you have heard me use this before. Please forgive me. It's a good example. But I have a question for all of you. Really, honestly, we're supposed to be amanina manadina. We're supposed to be able to give respect to everyone. But are we able to do it? What if I told you that I knew about a temple president in ISKCON who was stealing money from the hundi, from the deity box? Raise your hand. Is there anybody here who would respect that person still? One person? Two persons. Now, what if I told you that same person, sometimes he was having illicit relations with some other devotee's wife? Could you respect him? Only Jagadatma can do that. And what if I told you he's having illicit relations with the wives of 10 or 15 different devotees? Jagadatma is very merciful. That's why I'm happy when he comes to our class, because he's so forgiving, he can forgive me also. So then what if I told you that sometimes he was beating devotees? And if I told you sometimes he was killing cows? And sometimes he was breaking temples, breaking deities, and sometimes he was killing Vaishnavas. Could you respect him? Only Jagadatma could do that. And then what if I told you he was an eternal associate of the Lord, and all those activities are part of his service to the Lord? And his name was Jai or Vijay, Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha. Could you respect them then? And therefore, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, in his Gita Mala, he describes, Ekona, ekona je brahma kule chaitanyera are Take jani chaitanyera lila pushti kari bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ekona je brahmakuli chaitanyara ari. Taki jani chaitanyara lila pushtikari. I know that all these so-called chaitanyara ari. Ari means enemy in Bengali. All these enemies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're actually there for lila pushtikari, to benefit the pastime. And they're not actually demons at all. Srila Prabhupada, he describes in one purport. I don't know if I can find. Sishupal and Dantavakra, this is Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavatam 7.1.33. Sishupal and Dantavakra were not ordinary demons, but were personal associates of Lord Vishnu. They apparently fell to this material world, but actually they came to assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead by nourishing his pastimes within this world. So we can't recognize who's a demon and who's not a demon. And therefore the Bible, which is understood to be not so advanced Shastra, the Bible says that we should hate the sin and not the sinner. We can't recognize who is a devotee and who's not the devotee. Jagadananda Pandit describes that, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes a similar thing, that, Vaishnava Kriya Mudra Vignayana Bujaya, that you can't understand who's a Vaishnava. David Ashakati, he says, even the demigods, Jagadananda Pandit says, that even the demigods, they can't recognize who's a Vaishnav and who's not a Vaishnav. So this is a very important principle for us. Krishna's the seer. And therefore, the Brijbasis, including Balaram, they accepted even Pralambasura. Because they saw that Krishna said something good about him. Mother Yashoda and Rohini were ready to give respect to Putana. They didn't consider themselves to be the seers, but they respected Putana because Putana was coming to serve Krishna, apparently. And they gave respect to that quality. This is what it takes. This is what it means to be a resident of Vrindavan. It means to give up the conception that I'm the seer. I remember one devotee, one of my godbrothers, unfortunately, telling one Mataji she had some faith in a guru. And he said, Mataji, he's not really a sadhu. Believe me, I know a sadhu. I've seen sadhu. And I was very disappointed to hear that because our Guru Maharaj told us again and again, you're not the seer. You can't see. Rather, we should act in such a way that the Lord will see us. And so this is a lesson from this pastime of Shankachuda. Shankachuda looked so good. He was so effulgent that even Kundalata and Brindadevi considered him to be Kiranamali, the sun god. Or we could take it in another way, to be the form of Gurudev. This is the qualification, the nature of the Brijbasis. They don't see fault in anyone. Rather, they're simple. And they see anybody coming to do some service, anyone coming to do some bhajan, they give respect to them. So the demigods were also coming, dressed as cowherd boys. But their purpose was to give pleasure to the Lord. And so here I am, Loi Saduvesh, Aniyupadesh, Eboro Maya Raranga. Maya's big joke at the Govardhan retreat. Madhavananda's dressed up like a devotee. And he's going and giving everybody instructions. It's a big joke. But there is some utility there. When a child, a six-month-old child, may be the son of a great Bharat Natyam guru, and that child is trying to dance. The child can't walk yet. And the father it has no meaning. But it has some meaning because by the attempts to dance, it gives some pleasure to the father. So it depends on our motivation. We dress in Vaishnav dress not because I'm a Vaishnav. Prabhupada once told the devotees in Australia, don't think you're devotees. He said, you're like actors on the stage, pretending to be devotees. But there's a benefit to being an actor on the stage. When you portray some role, then you get in the mood of that person and you learn something about their mood. So we dress like this to get something of the mood. And we dress like this to give some pleasure to the Vaishnavas, to Srila Prabhupada, to our Guru Janas. And so we can beg for their blessings. So the demigods did the exact same thing that Pralambasura did. They disguised themselves as cowherd boys. But the demigods brought pleasure to Krishna and Balaram, whereas Pralambasura didn't. So it depends on our motivation. So many lessons are here in this Shankachuda Vadalila. And this is one lesson today that we're not the seer. And how it is that even the Brijbasis, they see Shankachuda, they see Vatsasura, they see Putana, and they think they're devotees. But they're not. So these are very important things for us to contemplate on. They're very, very practical. We'll stop here. I think we have a couple of minutes only. If anybody has any question, Prabhuji? Very good. Okay, very good. Thank you. So he's catching me out in a contradiction. That I said that we're not the seers, but at the same time I made everybody repeat again and again. Repeat with me. Subtle discrimination is extremely important for Vaishnavas. So if we're not the seer, then what does this subtle discrimination mean? So with his subtle discrimination, he's seen this dichotomy, this apparent contradiction in our presentation. We're not the seers, But at the same time, I have eyes in my head. I have a brain in my head. It's for some purpose. I have to read Shastra. In Shastra, I read about the 64 qualities of a devotee. I should read about that and I should think about it. And Krishna may speak to me in my heart. So this subtle discrimination doesn't mean that I think I'm the seer. But it means I should contemplate things very, very carefully and not prematurely, in a rush, consider myself to be the seer. Because, you know, I pass Bhakti Shastri. I've memorized 5 verses from Bhagavad Gita. I'm practically an incarnation. I can tell who's a devotee and who's not a devotee. That's not the purpose of Shastra. I heard recently in the most recent election for prime minister that one of the persons in India who's running for prime minister, he spoke about ISKCON. He said a very interesting thing, which is not so palatable, but I took it in a way that it's a very good lesson for us. He was speaking about Bhagavad Gita, and actually this person, he's a friend of ISKCON. He said, Bhagavad Gita is very important. He said, but just like these ISKCON people, they read Bhagavad Gita only for the purpose of using it to beat other people with. To memorize something, to preach to some other person, not to use it for their own life. Wow, it's a very powerful statement. I can say because I'm part of this movement, there's some truth in that. I see some truth in that in me. So this is subtle discrimination, that we should look and find the faults, not in other people. Prabhupada writes in Madhya Lila, in one purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says the qualification of a Vaishnav is that he's adosha darshi. He doesn't see fault in others. But at the same time, we should be sarvadosha darshi. We should see all the faults in ourself. And this is subtle discrimination. But for someone who's intoxicated by pride and position, like Shankachuta, they can't see that. And they think that all the women are meant for my pleasure. All the money, all the resources in the movement, they're meant for me to enjoy. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Go Premanande, Vancha Kopadarubhischa, Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo.